Imagining Tomorrow, The Future of Science, Society, and Nature by Bruce Allen and Makoto Shishido. Read by Edith Kayumi
and Jack Merluzzi.
Published by Seibido. Lesson 1. The March of the Microbes. Evolution of Germs and Disease. 2. Reading. Evolution is based on the gradual process of species differentiation. It occurs through small changes called mutations. Sometimes these changes provide an organism with survival benefits. Evolution occurs fastest on the level of microbes, tiny bacteria, germs, and viruses that play a vital role in health and disease. Microbes have always been evolving, but in modern times, the drugs we use may be affecting their evolution. Microbes are now evolving in ways that enable them to survive the effects of our drugs. One of the greatest problems in modern medicine is drug resistance. Many of the wonder drugs, which stopped such terrible epidemic diseases as tuberculosis, TB, malaria, polio, and plague, are becoming ineffective. Accordingly, these diseases, many of which we had thought to be practically eliminated, are returning as major health threats. Hospital-acquired infections that resist treatment, notably MRSA, are a constantly increasing threat to healthcare. Why are these problems occurring? Much of the answer lies in the ability of microbes to rapidly mutate into resistant forms. And influencing this evolution process is our use, and often overuse, of common drugs. The rapid advance of modern medicine was largely initiated by the discovery of antibiotic drugs. Their initial success led many people, including doctors, to over-rely on them. Today in Japan, patients often demand antibiotics for treating common health problems. Many people think that doctors are not capable if they do not prescribe these drugs. Yet antibiotics are ineffective for curing common virus-based illnesses such as the common cold. Our overuse of antibiotics overloads our bodies with drugs. In turn, this gives microbes a stimulus to evolve into resistant forms. Another major source of drugs in our lives is our food. Much of our beef, chicken, pork, and now even fish taken from fish farms contains significant amounts of antibiotics. It may also contain growth hormones and genetically modified substances fed to the animals to prevent diseases or to promote growth. What can we do to prevent such health problems? For one thing, we can use fewer medical drugs. Generally, strong drugs should be used only in severe illnesses, not as daily health supplements. And we can change our eating habits. Eating more organic foods and less meat can help us avoid such chemicals. We can also eat foods known as probiotics, which are natural foods, such as yogurt, that provide our bodies with healthy bacteria to help us fight off dangerous bacteria naturally, without drugs. Using drugs will continue to be part of the process of fighting disease, but learning to use fewer drugs and eating wisely can help us to more actively promote our health. Exercise 4. Listening and completing the summary. Listen to the recording, fill in the blanks, and complete the summary. In modern times, the drugs we use may be affecting the microbes' evolution. Microbes are now evolving in ways to survive our drugs. One of the greatest problems in modern medicine is drug resistance. Many of the wonder drugs are becoming ineffective. This is because of the ability of microbes to rapidly mutate into resistant forms. And influencing this evolution process is our overuse of common drugs. The rapid advance of modern medicine was largely initiated by the discovery of antibiotic drugs. Our overuse of antibiotics overloads our bodies with drugs. Another major source of drugs in our lives is our food. Much of our beef, chicken, pork, and fish contain significant amounts of antibiotics. To prevent such health problems, we can use fewer medical drugs. Also, eating more organic foods and less meat can help us avoid such chemicals.